Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we're back at the top of the second hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, who was just joining us in the last segment with some very important points. We are interviewing Greg Caton, and Alex mentioned how we are dealing with a global lawless mafia that will run kidnapping operations anywhere it wants in any country that respects no law, no sovereignty whatsoever. Remember the work of John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where he described exactly what they did in Central and South America to assassinate leaders, to overthrow governments, to put governments in debt to U.S. interests. And this kind of thing continues, and Greg Caton joins us for the rest of this segment. He is one of the many victims of the U.S.-run international kidnapping operations, and this is an exclusive interview here on Infowars.com. So, Greg, before you got interrupted there, you were finishing your assessment of what you think might happen to Edward Snowden if he is granted asylum in Ecuador. You want to finish that thought?
Yeah, it's simply that he wouldn't be a free man. He's not going to be like, you know, if I want to leave here and I want to go down to, you know, Coffee Tree or one of the other gringo hangouts here and talk to my friends, because here in Cuenca you've got, you know, 5,000 Americans who are down here. By the way, it would surprise you, even you who, and I know you'd lived here, to know how many people are flooding down here and the percentage of them that are here because of just the frightening events that UN Alex have been reporting.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, I mean, I personally, just by way of example, I personally, this is a very close personal friend, I personally know of a rancher in Montana that moved down here because he went hunting and he ran into a railroad spur and saw with his own eyes, what the hell is this? He found boxcars three levels high, shackles all around the perimeter. Every other boxcar had a guillotine in it. And, of course, you know, he's just got this huge, gigantic WTF going on in the back of his mind. He got out. He said,
yeah,
any country
funny.
Would do this.
We keep hearing these rumors of guillotines, and I don't know why. I mean,
Well, there's YouTubes of them. You just type in guillotine, and he used the YouTube filters for the last month. There is more of them surfacing, yes.
I'm not sure I can even spell it, because according to the Clorox Corporation, I'm a retard since I'm a male.
Oh my God. This is getting ridiculous. But I think the most important message as it pertains to my case, as it pertains to the case of James Martin Malone, who was taken from here without even so much as seeing any official. They just grabbed him and took him, you know, mafia style. The most important thing is for people to know that any time you see the word extradition, it's part of a non-existent mythology.
So
it's a mythology.
Right.
We don't have extraditions anymore. We have kidnappings. They're not extraditions.
It's a shadow system of injustice that operates in parallel with the delusional fake justice system that's just for show for the public. But underneath it all, there's the shadow rogue system of criminal mafia global government. That's what's really running the show.
That's what's really. And you know what? They know that down here. You know, there's. You know, I haven't met any officials, and they know what's going on. You know, I'm not going to say his name on the air because he's well-known here. He very closely became the president of Ecuador himself. He is currently one of Korea's ministers, and I was up in his offices, and he took me to his conference room, which he and I alone, no security people, none of his subordinates, nobody, just he and I.
And yeah, between, 1 minute left.
Okay, anyways, long and short of it is he said to me, you know, we know this is going on. And he compared my case. I was actually stunned to St. John of the Cross. He said, this was a man that was tortured and put in prison and everything else. And out of it, St. John of the Cross wrote the most magnificent literature ever penned in the Spanish language. So they know that the prison system in the U.S. is very hokey. They know it, and they express it in
a
variety of ways.
The website for Greg Caton is herbhealers.com. Did I get that right, Greg?
Right, H-E-R-B, and then healers.com.
Yeah. Okay, herbhealers.com. If you want to take advantage of his fascinating Amazon herbal products, just give him a plug for thanking him for coming on the show. Greg, best to you. Stay safe. Keep us posted if any more action happens in Ecuador, all right?
Very, very well.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, continuing with the Alex Jones Show. This is the second hour. We just finished up an interview with Greg Caton, an American citizen who was kidnapped at gunpoint in Ecuador by the rogue United States government that runs like a global mafia, running kidnapping and assassination squads everywhere in the world, including domestically in the United States. If you think Michael Hastings' car just blew up for no reason, you know, you probably need to rethink that. We've got a clip here that we want to go to from an interview with Julian Assange, who is all of a sudden back in the news, headlining a lot of news reports because of course, the Ed Snowden situation. Check out this interview, this segment. Let's go to the 8 minute and 40 second segment of this interview, guys. Go ahead and roll that.
Look, there is no stopping the publishing process at this stage. Great care has been taken to make sure that Mr. Snowden can't be pressured by any state to stop the publication process. I mean, the United States, by cancelling his passport, has left him for the moment marooned in Russia. Is that really a great outcome by the State Department? Is that really what it wanted to do? I think that's every citizen has the right to their citizenship. to take someone's principal component of citizenship, their passport, away from them is a disgrace. Mr. Snowden hasn't been convicted of anything. There are no international warrants out for his arrest. To take a passport from a young man in a difficult situation like that is a disgrace. He is a hero. He is told
so there we,
the people
there we go. That's,
of the world.
That's the part I wanted to roll there. A couple of important points. So number one, the State Department takes away Snowden's passport, marooning him, says Assange, in the Russian airport, and then the State Department accuses Russia of holding on to him. Well, it's the State Department that took his passport away, making it impossible for him to travel. So once again, the government is causing the problem that it's accusing Snowden of, or Russia of causing. So, and the other thing here is that Assange says that Snowden's information will get out, that it cannot be stopped. This is crucial because what you are witnessing here is a global war, an info war at the highest levels between truth tellers, citizens, global citizens who want to expose the darkest secrets of how government is actually run. And we're going to have Wayne Madsen, by the way, coming up in about 20 minutes to give us more details on that. Some of the darkest secrets of how government is actually run. You know, they say you should never ask a sausage maker how a sausage is made, otherwise you'll never eat it. Well, by the same token, you should never ask your government how it runs government. Because if you knew, you'd be outraged. You'd be marching on the Capitol. So what people like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden are doing is simply bringing these facts to the surface to give the people the transparency that Obama promised to give people, but then betrayed people over by keeping and, in fact, expanding more secrets. So Snowden wants to bring this out in the public, and he has taken steps. This is what's important to understand. He has taken steps to make sure that additional information will be leaked if anything happens to him. I think he has what I might call an info dead man switch in place. In fact, I'm 100% certain this is the case, even though I don't have any inside info on it. But if I were Snowden, I would do that. So if anything happens to him, if he winds up dead, gets blown up in a car like Hastings, or you know, suddenly dies from a heart attack like Breitbart the day before he was going to release some damning information on Obama, well then, guess what? The dead man switch is activated, and probably all kinds of damning information is going to get released. So right now, the U.S. government needs to be thinking very carefully about how they're going to treat Edward Snowden, because if they try to go after him and kill him, I think they are going to probably set in motion some things that could result in the downfall of the current criminal administration, which is, of course, what Assange would probably like to see and what Snowden would like to see. And I think many freedom lovers everywhere would like to see. Let's go on to some other news, and then we'll come back to some clips in a minute. But check this out. The teen that was charged for wearing an NRA T-shirt has had the charges dismissed against him. A 14-year-old student named Jared Markham. The charges have been dismissed by a judge. He was facing 1 year in jail for wearing a shirt that said to protect your First Amendment. I mean, look at the irony of that. Arrested for saying protect our constitutional rights, arrested by a police officer who swore an oath to defend the Constitution, and then arrested the teen for wearing a T-shirt that says defend the Constitution. This is how crazy it has become. That story is up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson right now. By the way, another important point about that story is that the judge imposed a gag order that would have prevented Markham from discussing anything about the case in public. Because, of course, you can't allow someone who's wearing a T-shirt that says protect the First Amendment to have the First Amendment right. That would just be too much freedom in America. Too much freedom. You can't give people too much freedom. All right, here's another story that will blow your mind. Again, there's no way we can even cover all this today. Hospitals and cancer centers are now getting women drunk at mammogram parties, liquoring them up so that they can then get mammograms that give them a false diagnosis of cancer. This is being called a form of medical date rape. Yeah, medical date rape. And I wouldn't be surprised if lots of women come out and defend this practice. Yeah, we have the right to get drunk and then get irradiated with mammograms and then get dosed up with chemotherapy and have our breasts removed surgically with double mastectomies. That's our right. I wouldn't be surprised to find some women out there doing that. It's just another medical abuse and exploitation of women. Where does it end, folks? Where does it end? And those of us who try to speak up for women and try to speak up for civil rights and for human rights and for freedoms, we're always labeled sexist and racist. Oh, we're so terrible for mentioning that everybody's rights should be equally protected. All right, major change coming to the security lines at Denver International Airport. They've got dogs sniffing you now, TSA dogs. We could offer some inappropriate jokes on this, but I'll skip it. But the dogs are apparently easy to train to sniff you in the same areas that the TSA is normally touching. So wow, very useful to sniff you. And, of course, they managed to find some passengers that were raving about, oh, we love the dogs sniffing us as if we're criminals carrying drugs all the time. All right, Colorado's gun control laws go into effect Monday. That's today. Yeah, that is either today or next week. I'll have to check it out. But so you're not going to be able to buy guns without going through a universal background check, which means you can't even sell a gun to your own son or family member or father or uncle. And the ban on high-capacity magazines, anything that holds more than 15 rounds. So in Colorado, now, if you have to do battle with a gang of meth heads that's coming to raid your ranch, your rifle can only have 15 rounds in it, while the meth heads can have 30 or 100 even. So this bill is going to put law-abiding citizens at a tactical disadvantage against criminal gangs, which is, of course, the whole point of gun control, to turn everybody into a victim. And that story, by the way, is out of the Denver Post. All right, a story from Ron Paul. If you like the surveillance state, you'll love E-Verify. Part of the government's new mandate for employers is E-Verify that requires Americans to carry a, quote, tamper-proof Social Security card in order to get a job. So you got to show the card to your employer, and then the employer has to verify the eligibility by running it through a federal database, which means the federal government will then have a log, a record of every person, where they were on what day, applying for which job. How's that? Isn't that wonderful? Just more police state antics from the Obama administration. Now, the UK government has banned GMOs from Parliament, but forces them on the public. Isn't this interesting? You know how Monsanto banned GMOs from its own cafeteria? And you know the global elite, they don't eat GMOs. They eat all organics. They eat, they drink raw milk, not pasteurized processed milk. But, of course, they always say that the public should eat the things that they won't. Because, you know, the poisons have got to go somewhere. How would they get rid of them if they didn't have people eat them all the time? So GMOs banned from Parliament, but still good enough for the common people. But hey, at least Europe is, you know, banning more GMOs than the United States. I think GMOs are required to be labeled in something like 56 countries around the world, something like that. But not in America, no. Moving on, next story. The NSA can obtain 1 billion cell phone calls a day and store them and listen to them. This is more information coming out of The Guardian and Glenn Greenwald, the journalist that has been covering the Ed Snowden situation. And, by the way, I want to talk about... we're going to break. We'll do that when we get back. But last piece here in this segment... The implementation of online insurance exchanges, this is the Obamacare insurance exchange, could be worse than the Y2K predictions. Y2K was a walk in the park compared to the state insurance exchanges, which are undoubtedly not going to be ready in time, which I think is October 1. So get ready for those to crash and burn while you're trying to get your Obama-mandated health insurance. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're
born. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you to help support this broadcast. Check out the Pro Pure water filters, 10% off right now. These are the only water filters that have an integrated fluoride filter. It removes most of the fluoride, not all of it. It's very difficult to get that out, but most of it, greatly reducing your exposure to it. You can check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, this video, State of Mind, the Psychology of Control, is coming out This looks amazing. In fact, I'm going to steal this copy probably and take it with me, because I've been hearing the interviews here on Alex Jones by the creators of this film, and they are smart guys, brilliant, actually, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this film. It's got all kinds of great people in it, John Rappaport, Ed Griffin, and many others. Alex Jones is in the film as well. State of Mind, check that out. It's on sale right now, but shipping, I think, later. It's available for sale now, but shipping in a few days, something like that. Is that right, guys? Shipping later? Well, anyway, check it out on InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got the Survival Seed Center there at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsHealth.com, where you can check out the many health products that are recommended by people like Ben Fuchs, who I really love his information. The guy is absolutely brilliant. You've got Enerfood, Superfood Products, the Survival Seed Vault, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, many other products there. Check it out at InfoWarsHealth.com. Your support helps support this show and makes this possible. Because remember, the alternative media is now the new mainstream media. So InfoWars, Natural News, Drudge Report, people like Gerald Celente and others, we are really the new journalism, because we're the ones who are out there telling the truth and not just parroting, you know, White House lies and deceptions. And I know there are others out there that are trying to be kind of alternative media, like RT, but then RT went off and attacked the Second Amendment, totally discrediting themselves in that process, saying that we should turn in our guns and things like that. So I'm not ever going on there again, because I'm not going to support a foreign funded media that's trying to take away our constitutional rights. So I'm just not going to participate in that. I'm going to support people like Alex Jones and InfoWars, who are about liberty and who don't have some big corporate boss telling them what to do. That's the thing you got to realize. That, see, Alex Jones has no boss. He can't be fired. You are his boss. You, the listeners, you are his boss. I'm in the same boat. I have no boss. I can't be fired. That's why I can write stories about Rachel Jontel. I can be critical of things that are not politically correct. I refuse to be censored by political correctness. I can have an intelligent discussion about topics that will get me called a racist for mentioning that maybe we should stop attacking, you know, white people for everything in the media. You know, I'm going to get called a racist for that. I don't care, because we're winning at so many levels. We are gaining the audience. We're growing in influence. We are the ones who are telling the truth, and thank you for your support. We're here to serve you. That's why we do this. Alex and I have had these conversations. If everything was okay in the world, we would both probably be at our farms on a John Deere tractor, you know, farming. We wouldn't even be doing this. We do this because we have to serve humanity. We have to shine the light on basic freedoms, fundamental, the philosophy of liberty. This is worth fighting for. That's why we're here fighting for this. So thank you for your support. We're going to keep doing this for as long as we can, and help pass the torch on to the next generation of people who can take over this job and continue it, because this is a never-ending fight for liberty and freedom. And don't be fooled by fake alternative media that are actually funded by foreign governments, okay? Now, let's move on to some other news. The HIV vaccine experiment infects 41 volunteers. So get this, the NIH-certified study included 2,500 men who were having sex with other men, according to the release, or having sex with transgender individuals. They were assigned to receive the experimental vaccine HVTN-505. Sounds like someone's license plate. And the other half were given a placebo. Well, it turns out that 41 of the men who were given the vaccine actually were given HIV. Wow. So once again, more proof that the vaccines give you the diseases that they claim to be stopping. And it reminds me of last year, the Merck scientist came out in a whistleblower lawsuit against Merck that said Merck knew its measles vaccines were causing measles, that its vaccines were not effective at blocking the diseases that it claimed to block. And so that lawsuit, I don't know where it's gone since then, but that was filed last year. Vaccines are a vector to infect you with the disease that they claim to be blocking, okay? If you get vaccines, You're poisoning yourself. That's all there is to it. The proof is out there. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Wayne Madsen, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're continuing on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. He'll be back tomorrow. He's off today. So thanks for tuning in. We've got Wayne Madsen coming up right now. Now, Madsen is, of course, an NSA insider. He's got a lot of information. He's been a frequent guest on this show, and he's been on the money, on the mark, every time with everything that he has said. It's all come out. It's all come true. And he was involved, I believe, in the leaking of information to the press in the EU that recently broke. We'll let him clarify that if I'm wrong. About the U.S. government spying on its own allies, European governments. And there's some controversy about that story. And here to help explain and navigate that is Wayne Madsen himself. Mr. Madsen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's great to have you back on. Can you hear me, sir? I don't think he can hear me. Can you hear me, Wayne?
I can not hear you, no.
All right, now. All right, good to hear you. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, good to be with you.
Good to hear your voice. Now, you've been spot on with your predictions, but tell us, what is the deal with, I think, The Guardian pulling its story that it initially published, announcing that the U.S. government was spying on its European allies? What's the story behind that story?
Well, the story behind the story, unfortunately, what I told The Observer, and that's a sister newspaper, The Guardian, they're owned by the same company. I told the reporter for The Observer, I said, look, German Chancellor Merkel and French President Hollande are crying about the fact that this cable tap was discovered because of the Ed Snowden revelations on the transatlantic 14 cable that goes from Denmark to the Netherlands to Germany to Belgium to France and then over to the UK and then to Tuckerton, New Jersey. They said, oh, you're spying on the communications of German and French citizens. When in fact, both these countries, Germany to a much bigger extent than France, have been, engaged in providing signals intelligence data, including information tapped from submarine cables to the NSA for decades. And it hasn't stopped. So, you know, they're crying crocodile tears because what they don't want their own populations to know is that they themselves are spying on their own citizens. And some of this information, I would suggest a large part of the information, is being sent to NSA that's so overwhelmed with data now they have to build a 17 football field data center in Utah that can handle one yottabyte, and don't ask me how many zeros are after that number, one yottabyte of data. But this is why I told The Observer. I gave them two declassified documents. I don't have any classified documents. I haven't worked in NSA for a long, long time. But I also know what's declassified and what those documents meant at the time they were still classified.
What's interesting, though, Wayne, is that the things that you've been saying and the declassified documents that you are able to access and acquire, they suddenly have more relevance and context in the context of Ed Snowden going public with his revelations. So now suddenly, are you finding that the press, the mainstream media, is taking you more seriously as well for the things that you've been warning on for years?
Well, to the contrary, yes. Well, now one thing about The Observer, they contacted me. There's been some suggestions that The Observer got their information from another blog, and I gave an interview to the person who runs that blog. That's Simon Davies, an old friend of mine, used to head up Privacy International. I'm still on the International Advisory Board of Privacy International, but we discussed ways to advance this story and show the hypocrisy of the French and the British in this matter. And the Observer was contacted. I gave an interview to Simon Davies, who put it on the privacysurgeon.com website. And then the Observer called me to verify everything I said, and I did. And they all had these declassified documents. The Observer came back and said, look, we understand that you've written some controversial things in the past. I said, yeah, to say the least. I don't work at NSA anymore. I make my living as a journalist. I do muckraking journalism, and that's very uncomfortable to certain Chardonnay swilling people that inhabit the expensive clubs and restaurants of Manhattan and D.C. But you know, that's what I do for a living. So they were aware of this. They said they ran my quotes to the legal department of the Mail and Guardian corporate parent.
Right.
They signed off on it. The editors signed off on it. And then when the story hits, the Guardian, of course, put it on their website. And then it was on the first edition, the print edition of the Observer, the Sunday Observer.
So why did they pull it off of the online edition then?
Well, they not only pulled it off the online version, but the second print run of The Observer, they dropped my picture on the front page for one of an old and haggard looking Mick Jagger. but it was too late. And, I got a call saying it's too late. The Observer has already gone from, it's already running in the presses and then it goes on to the trucks and out. What the British call the news agents. They're the those sidewalk stands and the places that sell newspapers around Britain. So it was out there. And so it's easy to pull a website, but it's very hard to pull a print edition. You can come out with a new edition. It cost them a lot of money to do this. Why did they do it? I have to figure that I created a firestorm with my revelations about the Germans and the French, because one of the biggest German newspapers, Die Welt, also put it on their website with a picture of Angela Merkel with me on, with my caption underneath of my quote stating that Merkel complaining about spying was like the Inspector Raynaud in the movie Casablanca complaining that there was gambling going on in Rick's cafe. I'm shocked. Right. Gambling. Well, that's what she did. Well, we know Merkel. She's.
But all of these countries, I think we just lost connection there with Wayne. All of these countries are spying on each other to the extent that they can. But as Wayne Madsen was just explaining there, then they deny that they're doing any spying on their own citizens because, oh my God, you know, denial is the name of the game. You have to deny everything. By the way, this is a good opportunity to give out the phone number because I did want to take some calls for Wayne Madsen. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-259-9231. Yep, that's it. 800-259-9231. And I'd like to take a couple of questions for Wayne Madsen when he gets back on here, but also I'd like to take some of your questions personally at the top of the next hour. We're going to cover a lot more news. We've also got a segment on the rise of the machines that I want to go through with you, which explains why the future doesn't need you. And in the meantime, check this out. Facebook censorship is continuing, and they censor anyone who talks about the Second Amendment, Chick-fil-A, Jesus, the NRA. These are all key concepts that will get you banned. And now Todd Starnes of Fox News reports that Facebook has blocked his postings because he posted support for the National Rifle Association. Facebook then later apparently apologized for blocking that. Yeah, see, they just block it by default. And then if you're powerful enough to reach the Facebook legal team, which is very, very difficult to do, then they might retract that and take off the block of your account. But that's only after the fact. By default, they block everything. And Facebook, by the way, has largely degenerated into a cesspool of trolls. And I tell you, when we post things on Facebook, the comments are so inane. They are the most... It's like these people... It's like they're not real. It's like they're computer algorithm generated. I think many of them are. I think something like a third of the accounts on Facebook are actually just computer systems that are just posting nonsense based on the keywords that you put out there. And that's why they seem so stupid, because these algorithms are not very advanced. In any case, we have Wayne Madsen back. The connection is a little dicey there, but he's back with us. So, Wayne, picking up where you left off there, my question to you is, you know, why aren't the people of Germany and France thrilled that the NSA is spying on them? Because the NSA should be keeping them safe, just like they do Americans.
Well, that's what's happened. See, a lot of all these arrangements with the Germans and the French and the Dutch and the Danes and everyone else, they were done during the Cold War. But remember what happened. The Soviet Union, which was a much overplayed threat, you know, during the Cold War, disappears, and they need a new enemy. And it became terrorism, specifically global jihadist terrorism. Yeah. And, you know, let's not talk about who has funded these terrorist groups over the years. Al-Qaeda, which was organized by the CIA to fight the Soviets. The Taliban was organized by the CIA to fight the other Afghan factions. The Muslim Brotherhood was started by British intelligence and then started working for the American intelligence. Our fingerprints are all over these groups. But they serve the purpose of providing that enemy, that suspicious, mysterious enemy that the governments need to basically cow their populations,
right,
make them live in a state of fear.
Just like out of 1984, Is there any indication that the Observer slash Guardian is going to reinstate that story, or are they now too afraid to actually print the truth on this topic?
Well, what happened was after they printed the story, and as I said, this was vetted. My past as a journalist was well known to them. People who say they didn't bother checking Google, of course they check Google. I mean, this is a major paper, a major media operation. It happens to own two newspapers, The Guardian and The Observer. But what happened was, I think, certain European politicians and the Obama administration got nervous that, the emperor has no clothes. They're not spying on terrorism. As a matter of fact, you hear Merkel and Hollande complaining about the Americans are spying on us during sensitive EU-American trade negotiations. Aha, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, that they're afraid we're going to get a leg up on them on trade negotiations. In other words, Merkel cares more about Volkswagens coming to the United States and Hollande about French brie sales to the United States than they are the spying on their own people.
Sure, right.
That's what it boils down to.
Always the case.
And these two phonies, Hollande and Merkel, think that they can get away with this, crying these crocodile tears. They after they're kicked out of office, they ought to go on their own television networks on soap operas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great.
It's a great act they put on.
They have the acting experience. Let me get your take on this, and then we'll go to some calls for you, Wayne. The Register has announced that the Department of Defense is setting up a sentient world PSYOP simulator. That's a massive computer system that simulates the decision process of all individuals on the planet. And it even simulates media outlets and utilities and financial institutions and so on. It's going to use this to test PSYOPs to see how the population might react. What do you think about this PSYOP simulator?
Well, it makes the movie The Matrix, look like a documentary of future events.
Right.
I mean, this is our money being wasted on this crap. That's the only that's the only word I can use to describe it. PSYOP simulators. What's the matter with the real PSYOP people? All the sock puppets, some of which attacked me immediately. By the way, I think part of what the Guardian, and the Observer, what they reacted to was this same group that went after Dan Rather. You remember? They're sitting there ready, waiting to go after people. They dig. Well, this is real PSYOPs, but I guess these people, they have to take a break sometimes. They got to eat. They got to go to the bathroom. So it's better, I guess, for these intelligence agencies to have, some mechanism that doesn't take potty breaks and breaks and smoke breaks.
Well, right. And it's faster. I mean, they can test something and see how they think it might operate before they actually try a rollout.
Yeah, exactly. But look, if the American public. Rand, I love, Rand Paul, he talks about how the government wastes money on robotic squirrels and the mating habits of, bumblebees and all this other stuff. But the American people knew some of the garbage that the intelligence community has wasted their money on.
Oh, yeah.
More outrage. But isn't it funny? The intelligence community and military don't come under the austerity cuts as much as, some of the other agencies do.
Well, no.
Some of them provide services, but, for example, the Air Force paid a guy $50,000 to come up with a feasibility study for a Star Trek transporter device. Did he get the information? He got it from a Trekkie website and sold it to the Air Force.
Great.
$50,000.
Hey, we should get into that racket, huh? Let's take some phone calls.
As remote viewers, clairvoyants that go
that's right.
Talk to dead people.
maybe those are the people that have the secrets, but they've been killed.
I'd like to ask Richard Nixon if they have that capability. How screwed up things are today, because even Nixon would be shaking his head over this mess.
Yeah, if you walk into the NSA headquarters and you got a bunch of guys with their hands on Ouija boards, then something's definitely wrong with the intelligence community. Let's go to a caller, Frank in North Carolina. Frank, welcome to the show. You're on with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, order out of chaos. Their order.
Right.
Sorry, my phone is just starting to go a little bit bad here. I'll make it quick. My source on this is one individual. He says he's received warnings from two individual insiders, one in military intelligence, I believe, and another one in law enforcement, I believe. David Laurie Vanderbeek, he's running for governor. I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this yet, but he sounds pretty intelligent, legitimate patriot. He says he's got these two guys that have warned him of a possible false flag attack on the Scout Jamboree on the grounds of the Bechtel Reservation in West Virginia beginning July 15th, possibly a bioterrorist false flag attack. He claims that the governor of West Virginia has already stated secretly that this is this area is under martial law.
All right, well, good call, Frank. We don't want to put words into the mouth of the governor there, but it's a legitimate question. What do you think, Wayne, of the possibility of upcoming false flags?
Well, listen, after what happened at the Social Democratic Youth Camp in Norway outside of Oslo, you know, with Breivik, I wouldn't send any kids to these jamborees and these camp meetings, that especially the ones that have a lot of, public attention, media attention. I just don't think we can do it anymore. Not because I'm afraid of, Joe Jihadi out there setting off a bomb, but as the caller said, there are too many anomalies with some of these, attacks.
Like Boston Marathon bombing, total drill.
I won't even get into all the other, I know there's a lot of logistics questions on the ground, but the fact is that the uncle Ruslan, is more tied up with the CIA.
We got to go to break, Wayne. Sorry to interrupt you there, but stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. More with Wayne Madsen and your calls straight ahead. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
NSA, former NSA insider Wayne Madsen, who is the source behind some of the documents that resulted in a Guardian story that was then yanked off the web because it made some people nervous. You know, in our world today, people who tell the truth are the most viciously attacked. If you lie to everybody, oh, you got it made. You know, you can host a show on CNN. You know, you can your business is going to get government grants. If you're a big fat liar, you know, no problem. You got it made. But if you tell the truth, oh no, you're going to have struggle. You're going to have to work your way and actually fend off criticism and attacks. And that's the situation that most of us are in who are truth tellers, including Wayne Madsen. Wayne, we're going to take a couple more calls here with you. But on that last point, do you even pay any attention to the critics? Because I don't. I don't have time with it. But how do you deal with the criticism?
I did this morning. I had to fire off some rebuttals to some people who pretend that they're journalists and had to point out the background of these people. There's one guy who writes for the Daily Beast. Now, let's remember what the Daily Beast is. You know, the editor is Tina Brown, this doyen of the British Fleet Street circuit, and now more lately of the Manhattan Chardonnay swilling crowd. The Daily Beast bought Newsweek from the Washington Post Company a couple years ago for a dollar.
Okay. Right. I remember that. A dollar.
That's what the combined media operations of the Daily Beast and Newsweek are worth. $1. I would say that that's overly inflated. But so there's a guy there named Michael Moynihan. Now, this guy, he was a struggling journalist in the United States, and he went where every struggling journalist goes to make a name for themselves, Stockholm, Sweden. He gets tied up with a think tank over there called Timbro that's been linked to Karl Rove, the wonderful Karl Rove. You know, this guy's a hack. He's a political party hack for the GOP. He's not a journalist. So he goes on a vicious attack, suggests that, you know, the Observer never even contacted me, which
well, let's not give him any more attention. The fact is, all of us who tell the truth are going to be just routinely attacked. It just goes with the territory. Let's take a call. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the show. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Wayne Madsen is our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Wayne, I want to thank you, first of all, real quick. Thank you for being a patriot and standing up. My question is, these new phones that are coming out, is this going to be dead of it? You move it with your eyes. You can move the web page with your eyes. And can they take a retina scan of your eyes and database in the NSA? Have you had any information about that?
Well, look, let me tell you what the NSA has. They have there's a group in the DOD called the DOD Advanced Research Projects Agency. As a matter of fact, what we know about metadata in PRISM was originally a project under Homeland Security and DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. It was called Total Information Awareness System.
Yeah.
It was headed up by none other than disgraced retired Admiral John Poindexter of Iran-Contra infamy. You know, these people never go away. They never go away. So now it's known as PRISM. But NSA, and it's mostly through their R&D a division there. They're always looking at the next phases. They always say, oh, we can't keep up with technology. One thing we know about the intelligence community is they drive technology. Google got its seed money from where? The CIA.
Yeah, the internet came out of DARPA.
Oracle was once the name of a CIA project on a relational database system. Now it's a big company.
We're going to break again, Wayne. Will you stay with us for one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right, stay with us, folks. We'll be back in just over 1 minute with more calls for Wayne Madsen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.